It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and also, as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio to share with you the wonderful message from the Bible that God loves you. And He gave His only begotten Son so that by the shedding of Jesus Christ's blood on the old rugged cross, you can have everlasting life by receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 10 today. That's Hebrews chapter 10. And for all the fathers listening this morning, happy Father's Day. I hope you're in the process of getting your family ready to go to God's house this morning. And if you don't have a home church to go to, we would like to invite you to come to Tabernacle Baptist Church this morning. Keep listening to the program. We'll give you some more information about that. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by evangelist Bruce Fry from Carthage, North Carolina. The name of the first song that he's going to sing for us is titled, He Brought Me Out.
I once was lost in sin's dark valley, drowning in life's angry sea, going down, no one to help me. But Jesus' love has lifted me. Though the storm around me rages, brought me out of troubled water. He set my feet on peaceful land. Now I'm free from angry waters. By faith I'm washed in Jesus' blood. I'll drink water clean and peaceful that flows down from the throne of God. Though the storm around me rages, I'm holding to His nail-scarred hand. He brought me out of troubled waters. He set my feet on peaceful land. Scarred hand, He brought me out of troubled water. He set my feet on peaceful land. Though the storm around me rages, I'm holding to His nail-scarred hand. He brought me out of troubled water. set my feet on peaceful land. Set my feet on peaceful land.
Listen to this description of salvation that is given in Psalm chapter 40. David writes under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit as he says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Verse number 2 of chapter 40 of Psalms, he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. What a wonderful picture of salvation, that Jesus Christ died on the old rugged cross so that we could be brought out of that miry pit of sin, out of the miry clay, and placed on a solid rock, that foundation, the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and would like to have someone sit down with you, on the phone or maybe in person, and share with you what the Bible has to say about how you can receive this gift of God, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to share with you what God's Word says about how you can receive this wonderful salvation that was bought with such a high price, the shedding of blood and death of God's only begotten Son, so that we might have everlasting life. My number is 919-563-6753. We'd like to invite you to come to our services this morning at Tabernacle Baptist Church. Today being Father's Day, we'll have Sunday school at 9:45 and then a special Father's Day service at 11 o'clock and then no night service tonight. But we will gather together in God's house again at Tabernacle Baptist Church on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study. Please be with us. If you don't have a church home, please come be with us today for Father's Day at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We also have a website. If you'll go to www.mebentabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word, and Mebben is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, MebbenTabernacleBaptistChurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written materials that will share with you not only how you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, but also you'll find written material that will help show you how you can live for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebben's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebben's with an apostrophe S, this will pull up the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by evangelist Bruce Fry dealing with being adopted into the family of God. The name of the song is Adopted.
I came into this world alone, no family or home, lost and without hope. And though our blood was not the same, you gave me your last name, and I became your own. Adopted by your love for me, a brand new family that I can call my own. You gave me clothes and food to eat, took care of my every need when I was but a youth. shared God's precious word with me so that I could clearly see the promise of His truth. Adopted by your love for me, a brand new family that I could call my own. I came into this world alone, no family or home, lost and without hope. And though our blood was not the same, you heard when I called your name, and I became your own. Adopted by your love for me, a brand new family that I can call my own. Thank you, Lord, for saving me, for my earthly family, and for heaven I call home.
When we ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be our personal Savior, we are made a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17 tells us that we are made new creatures in Christ. Our soul is made brand new. But according to Romans chapter 8, verse number 15, we find that there's something else that happens to the person who receives Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Verse number 15 of Romans 8 says, "For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." Not only are we born again and made new creatures in Christ, we have a new legal standing. We are adopted into the family of God. We become sons of God by adoption. Now, Jesus Christ is God's only begotten Son. But those who receive Christ as their Savior become adopted sons, and we can go boldly to the throne of grace, into His presence, having access to the Father through the salvation that Jesus Christ brings. And this adoption allows us to be able to call our Heavenly Father, Abba, the equivalent of our word, Dada, Daddy. To be able to have that type of close fellowship with the one who created us, with the one who loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son to deliver us out of sin and into his family. That is what happens to someone who asks Jesus to save them. Because today is Father's Day, we would like to take the opportunity to remind the fathers that are listening that if your child does not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, are you doing what you can so that they can have the peace of salvation, not only during this life, but when life is over, where will they go to spend eternity? You have not only the obligation, Father, but you have a great privilege to help your child come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Listen to this last song by evangelist Bruce Fry from Carthage, North Carolina. The name of this song is titled, In Your Father's Arms.
Hey, Daddy, I just want to call you and say I love you. Call me back. This is Callie. I love you, Daddy. Back.
Message saved.
A gift from God, you came into my life, holding a miracle, tears filled my eyes. I sent a prayer to heaven up above, help me do my best, so she will find her rest in thee. In your Father's arms, that's where you belong. No safer place to be than in your Father's arms. In your Father's arms. I remember the first time you skinned your knee. You came running, crying, "Daddy, please hold me." I picked you up and wiped the tears from your eyes. I kissed your hurt away, said it will be okay, you'll see. In your Father's arms, that's where you belong. No safer place to be than in your Father's arms. In your Father's arms. Bowed your head, begging forgiveness from the one who gave you breath, receiving Jesus Christ as Lord of your life. With confidence I know, when it's your time to go, you'll be Father's arms. That's where you belong. No safer place to be than in your Father's arms. In your Father's arms.
Listen to what Ephesians chapter 6 verse number 4 tells us. Paul wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." In other words, Father, your ministry to your children is to bring them to the place where they can be saved. Proverbs 22:6 continues that thought, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Father, don't you want to give your child the good news of salvation? Don't you want them to be right with God so as they grow, they can find the blessings of God and not the chastening, that they can get the rewards of God and not the judgment of never accepting Jesus as their personal Savior? As they run to your arms, are you trying to lead them to the Father's arms by receiving Christ as their Savior? We turn to Hebrews chapter number 10, starting with verse number 14. We have seen by the writer of the book of Hebrews that the main topic is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ better than the angels. The Lord Jesus Christ better than Moses. The Lord Jesus Christ with the better sacrifice. The Lord Jesus Christ, the better high priest. Here in verse number 14 of chapter 10, the writer says, "For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified." When we see the perfect salvation that Christ offers, we must remember that receiving Christ as Savior means that a person that is saved can never be lost again. For you see, they are given everlasting life. They will never perish. So that those that ask Jesus to be their Savior are sealed with the Holy Spirit. That cannot be taken away from those who receive Christ as Savior. Here in Hebrews 10:14, we find the perfect salvation that sanctifies forever. In verse number 15, "Wherefore the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more." Now, we've already covered in the book of Hebrews that the Old Testament sacrifices were never designed to take away sin. The Old Testament sacrifices only covered sins for a year. There was a remembrance made of sins under the Old Testament sacrifices. Every year a sacrifice had to be made. Blood had to be shed in order for those sins to be covered for that next year. What we see here in verse number 15, 16, and 17 is that the Holy Spirit brings conviction to our heart so that we'll see our need for salvation, but the Holy Spirit also gives identification to the Lord Jesus Christ being the only way of salvation. And when we ask the Lord to save us, the new law, the law of grace, not the law of the Ten Commandments, which condemns us, but the new law of grace, which speaks of the perfect sacrifice, the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice here in verse number 16, "I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them." What the Lord has done in saving us has made us a new creature in Christ. The Holy Spirit seals us. And what we have in our hearts is a salvation of a brand new soul. And then, as our soul is made new, then we can think about those things that God would have us to do in order to be pleasing to Him. But the key here in verse number 17, "and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more." This is an everlasting forgiveness. This is an everlasting change. And as we go to other places in the New Testament where it speaks of eternal life and everlasting life, we must remember that the only person that cannot go to heaven is the person that has never received Jesus as their Savior. But once you ask Jesus to be your Savior, you have eternal life. God will never remember your sins against you anymore. Verse number 18 continues this point. "Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin." Once we receive Christ as our Savior and all of our sins are taken away, according to 1 John 1:7, there is no need for any other sacrifice. And by the way, if we could lose our salvation, which we cannot, but my friend, if someone could lose their salvation, they couldn't have another offering for their sin. There is only one offering for sin that God will receive, and that's the offering of His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. If you don't have that, you have nothing. If you could lose that, then there's nothing else. But my friend, I'm going to tell you that this passage of Scripture is very clear that salvation is everlasting because He will never remember our sins and iniquities anymore once we receive Christ as Savior, and it is perfect as we have already seen. There's nothing else that even can be given that God will receive. Verses number 14 through 18 declare a salvation that cannot be stripped away from us because it is backed by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. It is applied by the Holy Spirit to our hearts, and it is on behalf of the Heavenly Father that we are adopted into His family, and that adoption is permanent. This is the key. Do you have salvation settled in your heart. For if you have salvation settled in your heart, you can have the peace with God concerning salvation, but you can also experience the peace of God. I have peace with God when I receive Christ as Savior. I have the peace of God when I realize that assurance allows me to live for the Lord after salvation. Verse number 19 says, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, which is to say his flesh, and having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus." Do you realize that accepting Christ as Savior opens up a direct line between you and the Heavenly Father? You have the opportunity to go directly to Him. Now you say, "But preacher, according to Romans chapter number 8, the Holy Spirit takes my prayers with groanings which cannot be uttered and offers them to the Lord Jesus Christ, who in turn presents them to the Heavenly Father." But you have direct access by the Holy Spirit through the Lord Jesus Christ to get you into the presence of your Heavenly Father. God has given you everything that you need in order to have access to your Heavenly Father. Jesus Christ, in buying salvation for you, has offered you access to the Heavenly Father through accepting Him as Savior. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, knowing that you have access to the Heavenly Father, knowing what the Lord has done to buy this everlasting salvation for you, what type of person ought ye to be? Shouldn't you be living for the Lord? Shouldn't you be doing that that's pleasing to Him because of all that He's done for you to save your soul? And my friend, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, let me remind you how important it is that you receive Jesus as your Savior, because only through the shed blood of Jesus Christ can you have salvation. Only calling on His name to save you can save you. Come to the Lord confessing that you're a sinner, repenting of your sin, and asking Jesus to save you. That is the only way. And if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time."